Green Aluminum.
Hi, good morning. Am I speaking with Bob?
This is Bob.
Hi, Bob. My name is Nadine. I'm with the Quality Control Department at Local Splash, and I just wanted to quickly follow up with you. I don't know if you'll remember in May speaking with one of my representatives about first page placement on Google, and they didn't put in the notes what held you back. I was hoping maybe you would remember if it was maybe our price or the program. You might have been booked out at the time. Do you maybe recall that by chance? It's been a while.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Use Google for anything.
Oh, okay. You don't do any marketing?
I'm more word of mouth.
Oh, really, I see. Oh, okay. So majority of your work then comes from like referrals, right? People recommending you to others?
Yeah.
Well, that says a lot about your company.
I tried this Angie Leads, man. And, you know, they just cost me a ton of money. And, but then they send three and four people out on the same lead. It's like, and I don't want to do that.
Trust me, you're not the first one who's told me that.
Yeah.
They make you, well, I mean, I'm not going to badmouth any company out there, you know what I mean? Because that's just not the way I operate. But I know that they make you pay for every single lead, whether when you call them, they pick up the phone or not. I mean, I've talked with business owners that have complained to me about that. You know, they don't even pick up the phone and you're still being charged, and the lead costs are different prices. But sometimes you're even calling them and they're like, oh, I already found someone 3 months ago. And they're like, what is going on? And it's their process. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, it can wind up costing people a lot of money, and others know how to work their system. You know, they know how to kind of manipulate it, I guess you would say, right? But I'm glad to hear that, you know, you get a lot of your business just from referrals, because that tells me you provide a quality service. You know, Bob, I mean, no one would be referring you if you did it, you know. Would it be fair for me to notate that with your experience with Angie's List, I mean, aside from having word of mouth, does that kind of leave a sour taste in your mouth with, like, any online marketing, if you don't mind me asking?
It's pricing. It's pricing. It's like, you know, somebody doesn't want to pay for something if they're not going to get anything out of it.
Exactly.
All
you got to see a return on it.
You payroll. That's all I'm doing. I'm supplying for another company.
Yeah, you know?
When it works for me, then it's a different story.
Exactly. I noticed in the notes, and all I read from the notes back in May was that you were targeting a 100-mile radius, you didn't have a website, and you were 7 years in business. Work was residential, and that you were utilizing Angie's List at the time. Is 100 miles really how far you like to target from Kissimmee?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, how far do you typically travel?
I don't know, 100 miles in there, but I kind of want to try to stay around the whole Polk, Osceola, Orange, and Seminole. That's it. I don't want to go nowhere else.
Okay.
I really don't. And more so, you know, the Polk, Osceola, and Orlando's more than enough, because there's so much going on right now.
Yeah.
So much building that I have to go nowhere else.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, that's even less than 50 miles, right? Because from your zip code, I have your zip code is 34758 to Orlando. I mean, that's like about less than 30 miles. Right?
Yep.
About a 46-minute drive, depending on traffic. I would have offered you, and I don't know what they even offered you, but I would have offered you our Platinum package that includes Google and Facebook marketing. The price point, because you're an established business, it would have been discounted for you to $249 a month. But what that would have included for you, Bob, just so you know for future reference, right, would be first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. It includes Yelp profile, Facebook. I don't even know if you use Facebook or not, but if you don't have a business Facebook page, obviously we would create one for you and do Facebook advertising. The Facebook ads, what I love about them is you could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. It's a click-to-call ad. So all of these are going to be calls coming directly to you. They're not leads. And then we also include a website. I don't know if you've ever taken pictures of some of your work, but we do include a website that we build, host, and maintain. And then we cover what we call the mobile platform, meaning that if someone's doing a search using their iPhone, Android, or tablet, and they're just searching for your services, they're going to find you on that first page of Google. They don't have to know your company by name. They're going to find you by the services that you offer. But that would have been the package that I would have offered you, because I feel like that would have been the most beneficial. But with our rates, they're a flat rate. So whether you got 50 or 100 phone calls, I mean, the price doesn't change. It stays at the $249 a month because you're actually grandfathered into it. And it's a monthly program.
So it stays at $249 a month.
Yes.
It stays at $249 a month, and I get all of those options. I get
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right. Then I'll do that.
Okay. How far out are you booked right now, if you don't mind me asking, like as far as like
I'm
business?
Not.
You're not?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay. But do
I'm
you
not,
have
just
a kind of staying afloat?
You know, like, yeah, just staying afloat. I mean, I'd like to be a lot more busier than what I am.
Right. Got you. Okay. Let me do this. What's the best email for you, Bob? Because I want to send you everything in writing.
All right. It's Wilson Screen and Aluminum, Aluminum, at gmail.com.
Okay. I'm going to actually be sending you right now these two emails. So they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And what it's going to say in the first one is Google and Facebook marketing. So what that one does is it just shows you that the price is $249 a month. So that way you know that price doesn't change. You got your evidence there, right? And everything that we're including in that as well. Do you have a company logo too, or have you ever created one?
I do have a logo.
Oh, good, good. Okay, awesome. Because I was going to say, if you didn't, we can make one for you. It doesn't cost you additional. Now,
right,
I'm also sending you two. Yeah. Now, I'm also sending you two this second email, and it's going to say Client Dashboard Analytics. This, for me, is the beauty of the program. I don't want you taking our word for it that it's working, right? So with our program, you're going to be able to see through your client dashboard. You can log in, see how many phone calls you're getting, where they perform the location of the search, what keywords you're listed for. You can also view your profiles, which is very important for you to track your results with us, Bob. Okay? So I just kind of sent you an example of what that would look like. All right? Now, you do both residential and commercial when it comes to your services, or do you have a preference?
Just residential.
Just residential. Okay, let me put that in here. Now, this 407-773-0049, is that the number that you like listed for the business?
Correct.
Okay. Can you also get text messages on this number as well?
I can.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to actually send you these two text messages. Now, I'm what's considered the lead on the account, okay? But I still like for you to have my information so that you have it for your own record. So the first text is going to say, hi, this is Nadine Medina. It's going to have my number and my extension. Now, you're going to also receive a second text. So you're going to have a team here within our company at Local Splash that's going to be dedicated to your account. Now, whenever you have an update, you got a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. Now, in this text, I'm already sending you your login credentials, so you'll have your username, which is going to be your phone number, okay? And you're also going to already have a password. That's for your reporting system. I like to send it ahead of time. So basically, your password is Beads, B as in boy, E-A-D, S as in Sam. And it's all lowercase. I put it in that text. Now, I'm going to also ask you to please save our contact number in your contacts under local splash, our 877 number. So this way you never lose our phone number. Now I do want you to know as well that our business hours are going to be Monday through Friday. Okay, we're here every Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. We're on the West Coast. We're actually in California. So, Bob, you're 3 hours ahead of me, okay? So we're always here for you 10 to 7. I'm told those are the best hours for you guys when I speak with business owners back east. So did you by chance – it kind of sounds like you're driving. I want you to be safe, but did you by chance hear like
I'm
a beam?
Okay. I found my phone. I was looking for my phone.
Okay. I just want you to be hands-free. I want you to be safe. So usually you'll hear like, I know on my phone, I'll hear like a beep or something if I get a text. Okay.
So Nadina.
Yes, sir. That's me.
Athletics.
Yep.
Local Splat. Welcome.
Awesome.
Okay.
Good.
And
so you got
something.
Everything.
Email as well, right?
Yes.
Yep,
I sent you two emails.
Team.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Now, Bob, this is just for the account purpose. Is your name Robert and you go by Bob? So that way I can notate that?
It's Bob.
It's Bob. Okay, perfect.
Robert, not Robert.
Okay. I have an uncle. His name's Robert, and they call him Bob or Bobby sometimes. That's why he asked.
Call him Uncle Bob.
And then what's your last name?
Really?
Wilson? Okay, I didn't want to assume. I still like to ask. Okay. Now, the company name. It's very important that we list it correctly. Do you want it to read as Wilson's with an apostrophe S, screen, and then it's the and symbol, and then I have the next word is aluminum, and there's an ink, I-N-C after it?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Now, Google, what we're going to have done is we're going to have you verified, okay? Google's going to ask for an address. That address will appear nowhere on Google because you're considered what we call a home office. You're mobile. No one comes to you to buy product or to pick out tile, right? You don't have a storefront. What address is associated with the business? Is it like a home address?
Yes.
Okay. What's that address? Because this is where the red dot's going to be, but the physical address will show nowhere because we hide the address.
I am going to have to hold on a minute.
Okay. No worries. Take your time.
The address is on, I don't have my computer with me. So
let me ask you this. Tell me if this address relates to you because on Angie's list, just an FYI, they always put everybody's address, but there's an address, 111 Appian Way.
That's my home. That's my regular home address. That's not the business address. But that's
is
my
business,
home address.
Okay, is the business address in the zip code 34758?
No.
Okay, let me see if I can pull up anything else, because it looks like that's like the address that's, wait a minute. Were you ever in Orlando?
No, it's not going to be Orlando. It's going to be Davenport.
Davenport.
And it's on sunbiz.org. It should be on sunbiz.org.
Sunbiz.org? Okay, let me see. Let me go to sunbiz.org. Let me look up by Davenport.
Really
not necessarily. It's just that, so here's the options that you have, right? Now, we can verify you because this is where the red dot's going to be. So, like, let's say, for example, if we did it where it's at your home address, right? Again, the address is hidden. The red dot's going to be in that zip code. Draw a circle 50 miles around that and throw a blanket over it.
I want that red dot from that address.
From your home address?
Yes.
Okay, absolutely. That's what I wanted to confirm. Okay, so we'll do it from here.
Located exactly where I want to be from.
Okay, perfect. So we're gonna verify it at your home address. Again, the address is gonna be hidden. Okay, but that's where the red dot will be, and then 50 miles around that is what the Facebook ads are gonna cover. Perfect. Okay. You don't have to do 50 miles. You could say, listen, I want 40, but 50 is the furthest that they'll go out. Okay? All right.
Okay.
So let me hide the address. Okay. Now, I want to start going over some notes before we go over your billing, because these notes are going to be for my technician. Basically, I'm going to be also scheduling a client interview for you. If we can do it today, even better. The client interview, let me tell you how that works. We block out an hour. You don't need to be in front of a computer, but during the client interview, you're going to talk to my technician about the website. They're going to tell you, okay, this is where you're going to send the pictures, your business logo. They're going to talk to you about your keywords, the areas that we're targeting, the Facebook ads. That's where the magic happens. Not so much with me, Bob, even though I believe it is, but it's not. Now, the client interview takes about 30 or 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer, depending how many questions or how many details you have, okay? But I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. So let me tell you what I have available today, okay? I actually have an appointment today. Let me see. I'm going to give you your time zone. 2 to 3. I have a 4 to 5. 5 to 6.
It works.
2 to 3. Okay.
Let's do the 4 to 5.
4 to 5?
Let's do the 4 to 5 because I got a few things I'm having to take care of.
Give you some time.
I'm not sure how long it's going to take.
No worries. Now, today when we call you, it'll be from an 877 number. You just got to make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. We're going to call you between 4 and 5 o'clock. I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview, just in case if it slips your mind. If for some reason we call you, let's say you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me back? We'll call you right back. Okay. The sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we're going to be moving as well. Okay. Now, because I want to be transparent with you before anything. It's not going to happen overnight. Okay. It's just not.
I know that.
Because it's Google, everything. And I want to be super honest and transparent, because you'd be surprised, Bob, how many business owners I talk to that are so misled. And it makes me sick when I hear it. So basically, and this is why I'm so glad we're doing the client interview today. From today, okay, within 5 to 7 days, that business Facebook page is going to be created, okay? We're going to also have you set up where you can start logging in and tracking your results with us. And then you're also going to be able, excuse me, to see your Facebook business page created. Directories, business Facebook page, login credentials, you can start logging in. That's within 5 to 7 days. 7 to 14 days, that website is live, and so are your Facebook ads. So they can already view those, which can also start generating new calls. Now, what we state in the terms and conditions, Bob, and this is what we send in writing to you. The first page placement on Google, us getting you verified, creating the Google business profile, optimizing it, maintaining it on the first page, that can take 45 to 60 days. Okay, that's going to always be our promise. I have seen many times where it has happened sooner, but I'm still going to tell you 45 to 60 days because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver. Now, we will be sending you notifications as each step's being processed. So I'm going to ask you, stick it out 2 months. I'm going to ask you just for a 2-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly at any time you want to cancel. Just make sure you call 3 business days before, so that way you don't get charged. We part as friends. There is no cancellation fee. We don't hold you hostage. We'd rather earn your business. Okay? So that's how it's all going to work. Any questions?
No. No,
okay.
You're telling me it's going to be about 60 days before I start seeing leads come through.
Well, phone calls, but keep in mind, even if you're not on the first page yet, because we're going through the process of getting you verified and creating your profile, if someone's looking for your services on Google and they go to their Facebook, they're going to be retargeted with your ad, and that's going to also generate calls for you. So that's why I say there is a possibility that you'll be getting some calls in the first month, but the strength of the program is going to be in the second month. That's what I always say. Okay. Because a lot of it is a programming that's going on. But we notify you on each step that we're completing too. So that way you're aware of what we're doing on our end. Okay. Now for the notes for my technician, and this is what I want to start jotting down for them. I'm putting here. Okay. Let's go here. Under your services, and I know these are going to be some silly questions, but obviously aluminum screens, and we're talking, what other services do you offer? I mean, that you really want to be down for right now.
Concrete pavers.
That's what I saw too. Beautiful.
Yeah.
So screens. Yeah, now, are they aluminum screens that you do as well? I mean, I know it's a silly question, but I want to be...
No, just vinyl screens, but it's the screen enclosures. Yeah, Florida rooms, glass rooms. Concrete pavers.
Wow, you do this all yourself?
No, I've got... My son works for me, and I've got two other crews.
Oh, nice. Are you going to ever hand it down to him one day? Hopefully.
Maybe.
If he acts right, huh? I used to tell my kids when I had a catering business as a side hustle, I used to tell them, if you act right, you could inherit this. But my husband's like, I don't know what it is.
They never acted right.
You know what? They started having kids at a young age, and then it was like, you know, the older ones are hustlers. They'll work. The other ones are like, they just want, can you help me out? No, you need to earn your money. That's how we were with our kids. I told my husband, I don't know where we went wrong because these girls, it's like, I don't know. And are you licensed and insured or in the process? It's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit.
Nope. I'm insured.
Awesome.
I've got somebody that pulls all my permits for me.
Good. But I know that you're incorporated, right? So I'll just notate that.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, I am incorporated.
And then, awesome. And then I'm going to put here, insured. And on Facebook, do you at least have a personal Facebook page?
I have to look and find out. There was one created for the business, but I can't remember anything about it.
Oh, there was? I'll try to look for it. If there's not, If there's not.
Screen aluminum. Yeah.
Okay. I'll try to look it up. If we don't find one, the technician could try to look for it.
I think I would rather redo one because for some reason, man, every time I create a Facebook, I get a whole bunch of women trying to reach out. And I'm like, what the heck? Chinese. And my wife's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I ain't touched a thing. I ain't done nothing.
You know what? It happens to everybody. Listen,
I just found it.
So listen, and it doesn't look bad. So here's what we can do. You know what? My husband gets them too. It's like spam. So there's a setting that you can do on there. I can ask the team if there's a way that they could set it where there's like kind of blockers or something. I don't know what they can do on their end as far as that, but I'll ask. It doesn't hurt. So at least let us try to get some content on this Facebook page that you have, you know? So I'm going to tell them you have pictures, have photos, and has business logo. And then with the Facebook ads, do you want me to put it for 50-mile radius, Bob? Is that okay?
Yeah, 50 miles. Okay. That's all I want. I don't want nothing more than that.
Okay. And then do you prefer, when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
All three.
All three. And what's your hours of operation?
Right now it's Monday through Friday. And it's 7 to 7.
Okay. Good for you. Weekends off.
Gotta have weekends off.
You know what?
You know, and some people may call me and I might set up an appointment.
Yeah.
You know, for a Saturday or something if they're workaholics, you know.
That's at your discretion, but you know what, though? I think it's important you spend time with your wife, your family, and rest, you know?
Yeah.
You could drive yourself in the ground. What are your forms of payments that you accept?
Credit card, checks, cash.
All right. Everyone likes cash.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then if at any time you ever take like Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, or any of those, let us know.
I
we'll update
I take Zelle.
You do?
I take Zelle. Yeah, I take Zelle.
Zelle's good because it goes straight to your bank.
And then I also do Cash App.
Oh, okay. So let me put that too. Awesome. Okay. Now.
Good. How are you? Sorry, I'm in the store.
It's okay. I probably only need 5 more minutes of your time, and then we'll be all set. I don't want you, like, reading off your credit card number to me while you're in the store. So what I'm going to do in the meantime, I'm going to actually walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. Okay?
Hold on a minute. I'm in the store, so hold on just a minute.
It's okay. No worries.
No,
take your time.
That's it. Thank you. Have a good day. All right. So what do you need me to do?
Okay. So now I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. It's for your protection, Bob, because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. And what it's all is going to do is outline the service agreement. It's going to go over billing date, the amount, that it's a 2-month verbal agreement, you're paying monthly. It's also going to state that if you need to cancel or pause it, just make sure you call 3 business days before the billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. There is no cancellation fee, okay? Now, when I'm walking you through it, if there's something you don't understand, I want you to stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way we can go back and review it and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. And the card that you're going to be using, Bob, does it have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
Both names. Both.
Okay. Just Bob Wilson, or is there like a middle initial?
I can tell you now. I think it's Bobby D. Wilson, B-O-B-B-Y-D-W-I-L-S-O-N, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. But I'm notating
it's Bobby Daniel. It's
Bobby Daniel. Okay, so it's Bobby Daniel Wilson. Got it.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And how does the business name read on there?
I don't know if they put the apostrophe because they wasn't able to. That's Wilson's with no apostrophe, screen and sign aluminum. No ink.
Okay. No ink. Same billing address as your home address?
Yes, 34758.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Card number when you're ready?
4427-3225-3464-6810.
Expiration month and year?
3/28.
And the CVV code on the back?
452.
All right. So I'm going to turn on the recording first before I process the payment. Just remember, if there's something you don't understand, stop me so I can review it with you and then rephrase it. I also want to put a security question on your account with us to protect it. And you can choose between your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
And what was her maiden name?
Klein.
Is that with a C? C-L-I-N-E?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Wilson's Screen and Aluminum, Inc.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Bobby D. Wilson, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Bob, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we call you with an update. We know you're in the middle of a job. We're just asking you to respond within 24 business hours. I also want you to be aware that you might have companies calling you that are trying to sell you other type of online products. They are not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to pay more than the $249 a month. Now, I want you to get into the habit, even when we call you, to always ask, what's my security question? Because if at any time someone hangs up on you, you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. So we do that to protect you.
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Do you want me to explain this?
I usually explain this one. So what we're saying here, we're not saying, Bob, you can't do other marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call and say, hey, this is what I'm going to be doing. We'll reference it, make sure it's not part of what we're already doing for you, because we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to, okay? So it's just giving us a heads up. All right. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 30th, 2024, and the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, so what that means, Bob, is that your second payment will be charged on September 30th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term's completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number I texted and asked you to save, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, we do ask that you at least contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. There's no cancellation fee. As long as you call 3 business days before the 30th, you won't get charged on that date. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
I'm updating your package. I'm going to process the payment, and you're going to get a receipt sent both to your email, and it's going to be sent to you in a text message. I know that you're driving. I don't want you pulling up the receipt right now and signing it. So when you do get to your destination, there's going to be 2 messages and 2 emails that you're going to be receiving. One of them is going to say action photos needed to get your business verified. So we send you a list of pictures that we need. Okay, these pictures will not be posted anywhere. It's going to help us get you verified through Google faster. Send us what you can off that list, and I'm going to give you an example of what some of those items are. One is going to ask, send us a picture of your work tools, your work equipment. Send us a picture of your work truck or your work van with the license plate showing. Send us a photo of your business license or insurance. In your case, you don't have licensing, so don't worry about that. Send us a picture of your insurance. If you have business registration or, you know, your incorporated paperwork, send us a photo of that. If the workspace considers, like, if you store your equipment in a garage or in a shed, take a picture of it. So whatever items you have on that list, send us the pictures. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay, just send us what you can. And there's a hyperlink there you can upload them to. You can text it to me. I can send it to the team, or you can email them, whatever's easiest for you, okay? Now, on the receipt, it'll say initial invoice, and what it'll say is, it'll say something like, welcome, Bob, thank you for choosing Local Splash, copy of your invoice is located below this email. It'll say, based on the terms, this is a recurring charge, And then there's two sentences below that that'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. When you click on where it says click here, it'll take you to a page that says local splash terms of experience. What you're going to do is scroll towards the bottom where you'll see where it says mobile phone and it has your phone number there. And there's these two little boxes underneath. You're going to click in the first box because you're saying that you agree to receive text messages from us. The second box is saying that you are the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that your information is true and correct. And then at the bottom, Bob, where it's asking you to sign your name, in that box, you're going to type it exactly as it reads there. Bobby space Daniel space Wilson. You'll click on confirm signature. When you do that, it should take you to a page that's asking you to put a username and password, and that's when you know it accepted it, okay? If you have any issues, the technician's going to walk you through it, all right? But I just don't want you doing it right now because you're driving. I want you to be safe. So today, we're going to call you from that 877 number between 4 and 5 o'clock your time. I'll send you the reminder an hour before. If I'm not on another call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, they're going to call you directly. But I'm going to really do my best to try to make myself available because I like doing the introduction. Okay?
All right.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Bob, I am so excited for you, and I want to thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm so excited
thank
for you.
You
are so welcome.
Yeah,
and thank you. Absolutely. And thank you so much for your time. I know you're busy. So I will be speaking with you later on this afternoon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You are so welcome, Bob. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.